This is How Far He'll Go, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pre-relationship of Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for POV Eddie Munson, major character injury, hurt Steve Harrington, missing scene, scene rewrite, alternate universe canon divergence, self-sacrificing Steve Harrington, protective Eddie Munson, character study, foreshadowing, pre-relationship, light angst, ambiguous open ending. Originally posted on Tumblr. Reframing the Steve nearly fainted because of the bat bites scene, so he stumbles into Eddie instead. One Shot, Season 4.
Jesus, Harrington, you good? Eddie says in alarm.
The gasping breaths coming from Steve don't sound healthy in the slightest.
Oh, shit. I'm fine. Fine.
Steve gets out through the ringing in his ears. He tries to straighten up, but it just makes him sway again.
Okay, easy, Eddie says quickly. Just sit down before you... Whoa, all right, there you...
Distantly, Eddie can hear Nancy and Robin tearing up cloth for bandages, but his eyes remain fixed on Steve. And maybe if it was any other kind of situation, his brain would be fixed on, Steve Harrington is shirtless in front of me. But right now, Steve is lifting up his hand from his side with an awful wet sound and...
Oh, Christ, Eddie hisses,
feels himself pale.
Steve somehow manages an exhausted smirk.
Hey, if you're gonna throw up, don't do it all over the hole in my stomach, dude.
Robin laughs, high-pitched.
Yeah, vomit won't cure the potential rabies.
Steve rolls his eyes.
Yeah, aim for Robin's hair.
Eddie can't find it in him to joke back. Just watches the sluggish flow of blood from the wounds, the fucking bite marks where the flesh was...
Okay, maybe he needs to sit down.
Nancy eventually takes pity on him, darting in front to wrap makeshift bandages with a tight precision that both impresses and frightens Eddie in equal measure.
And yeah, he is squeamish about blood. Sue him.
But he forces himself to watch, sees the way Steve bites back, groans, how he stands afterwards like it was nothing. And maybe this is the moment where it all finally clicks. Eddie's seeing a montage of Dustin singing Steve's praises in his mind's eye, thinking, oh, I get it now. But it's a grim kind of realization. This is more than understanding that a kid's hero worship was justified. When they bike back to the trailer, Eddie watches as Steve's arm occasionally curls around his middle. Sees the bandages dampen with sweat, making the dried blood almost look like it's flowing again.
This is how far he'll go, Eddie realizes.
Take a hit, then I'm fine.
Rinse, repeat.
And it's too close, too fucking close for comfort. It can't happen again.
Well,
if there's a next time, Eddie swears to himself, then he'll just need to be faster than Steve Harrington. The end.
Reader's notes. How very fucking dare you with that last sentence, Lovin Hawkins? You just tore my heart out with the implications. Anyway, thank you to Lovin Hawkins for having blanket permission to podfic. This was recorded as part of Voice Team Mystery Box 2023 for the another challenge as part of Day 2's recap, something you didn't do previously, where you get extra bonus points for recording multiple things by the same author. I am going through Lovin Hawkins' back catalog, starting from the bottom, working our way upwards. We'll see how many I get done in 2 days.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, except for the part where there's, you know, emotional damage. And have a nice day.